Welcome to the video. Warning, warning, warning. Some of you may find this content offensive because I don't care about your feelings. I'm here to tell you the truth. Here to tell you what you need to hear versus what you want to hear. I'm just looking down at the moment on the ground because there's a snake here called the taipan and the grass is a little bit long and it's quite a warm day here. It's Australian winter. We're in far north Queensland. We're on an organic fruit farm. It's incredible. There's a lot of taipans around here. Taipan's one of the most dangerous snakes in the world. Super aggressive, hypertoxic neurotoxin, and it can kill you. So I'm just looking there and make sure I don't. And it's a snake will chase you as well. Come step into my office. This is where we're working here. Come on in. Come on in here. I'll show you how we get it done here. Look at this. I'll just flip the camera around. I should just flip it like this. This is my workstation here. I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of, millions of views at like influence, pause influence for this computer here from 2014. I've got a tripod from Gumtree. I've got a secondhand mic. I'm on the drink again, rainwater. That's my seat, is a pot on the ground. There's a moth under there. And that's a jackfruit. And that's the table we got from Hard Rubbish. So this is my little desk here. I'm gonna put this in the tripod. And we can start the video, we can start the truth bombs. So this was a question from my coaching group from durinride.com. And if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, join my coaching group. Go to durinride.com and follow the prompts. I need a drink. I need a stiff drink. Nothing beats water. All right, let's get to it. The people who helped me most in my life were the people who didn't give a flying fuck about my feelings. Let me say it again. The people who helped me most in my life didn't give a fuck about my feelings. That is so important to accept that and grasp that. Right? So many of us walk through society looking to grab onto people who insulate our precious little egos. You know, oh, you're so good, you're so this, you're that, blah, 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 blah. All that reinforce, you suck. You, oh, yeah, I do suck. Oh, okay, you reinforce that. Okay, I'll hang out with you. All right? So you want to be careful who you listen to, who you hang out with. All right? You got to have goals and directions in life. If you don't, other people will have goals and directions in life for you. And I can guarantee you, 99.99% of the time, their goals for you won't be goals you should really have or really want, and you'll end up with a life lost and time wasted. Money, I could lose everything money-wise today, and it wouldn't bother me the slightest, because I know I can make money. I know how to make money. I know how to be wise with money. But time, you don't get time back. When you lose time, it's never coming back, okay? So time's the most precious resource you have. That's why I value your time that you're going to give it to me. So I'm going to tell you the fucking truth. What's going to help you get out of alcoholism. This goes for any drug addiction. Alcohol is probably the worst because the alcohol, let's say this is vodka, it's water. Let's say it's vodka. It's an alcohol, all right, which is a refined sugar, which gives us sugar for our brain and our organs. So the reason why alcohol is the hardest one to give up, one, it's socially accepted, but two, it meets our sugar requirements, sort of. So if you're hitting the grog, what you need to fucking do isn't go to rehab, Alcoholics Anonymous. I mean, this is good intentions, but it's fluffy bullshit, especially the rehab. Most of those rehab centers, not all of them, they're super expensive and it's designed for rich kids from the rich parents going, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to send little Johnny to rehab. And hopefully if I spend $100,000 or $50,000 or $1 million, that will get Tony Robbins in and give him a bit of a pep talk and it'll work. Nah. I mean, how often does that really work? how often does a person really change their identity when they come out of rehab? Like, freaking rare, really, really rare. The return of interest for rehab, you lose time, you lose money. It's better than nothing, Harley. I'll just do it anyway. The person has to want to help themselves. All right, that's the biggest one. That's the hardest one to understand. It might be your husband, your wife, your kid, your mum, your dad, your neighbor, someone you just met. We have to want to help ourselves. No one's coming here to fucking save you. No one's coming here to fucking save you, man. I mean, I might give you a fucking pep talk on the street, but how often are you going to meet me on the street, all right? That's why you're here now. Like, no one's coming here to fucking save you, man. It's a cutthroat fucking world out there. It's brutal as fuck, man. You know, we've got 130 million orphans out there. We've got over 30,000 kids dying per day from starvation. It's cutthroat world. Cutthroat world. This is an incredible fruit forest I'm on right now. One day, this fruit orchard is going to be bulldozed and there's going to be apartments on here. I guarantee it. It's just mad. It's just how it is, right? We don't care about nature. We don't care about stuff like this, really. Spiders. That's just what it is. It's cutthroat, man. So once people grasp it's a cutthroat world, they can go, well, I've got PTSD because my mummy, my daddy, my uncle, my auntie, if someone did this something to me when I was a kid and I felt violated, and me too, blah, 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 blah. That's my identity. So give me attention and obligation out of love, blah, 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 blah. Fuck that. That life sucks, man. You want to be a victim the rest of your life, going around seeking sympathy? Oh, this happened to me. That's okay when you're five and you fall over in the sandpit and you knock your tooth out. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, you dropped your little tooth. Let's go to the dentist and get charged $1,000. You know, that's okay when you're five. And when you're six, seven, eight, it's time to go, okay, I'm starting to mature as a human being. Let's have some conscious behaviors here. Right? No one's coming to save me. I've got to look after myself and look after people who are helping me out as well. And who, you know, just look after each other. Bring each other up. Call each other out, man. Call out the bullshit. Stop protecting each other's feelings and say, no, that fucking behavior isn't tolerable, man. You've got to change it or this is going to happen. There's going to be consequences. All right? This enabled society we have, man, it's doing people in. And the kids, I've lived in slums and visited slums and ridden my bike through slums and hanging out with people who lived in slums, people who earn less than a dollar a day. Everybody should do this. I'm just going on different tangents in this video. Everybody should do this, all right? Go to the slums, man, all right? If you're in India today, if you're in the Philippines, anywhere. I mean, Skid Row is not a slum. Skid Row in LA. I've been to Skid Row in LA. Skid Row is... I mean, go to Skid Row as well, all right? Skid Row is not a slum. Skid Row is a place where people have opportunity. If you're in America, man, the opportunity is insane. There's people in America living on benefits, living on welfare, Veterans Affairs, blah, 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 whatever, collecting cans, selling drugs, blah, blah, blah. I mean, collecting cans is a noble cause. But there's people out there just go, gimme, gimme, gimme. I'm just going to gimme, gimme so I can, you know. Just victims, man. So go and hang out with these people in a safe situation. Don't give them any money. They're all fucked in the head because they're victims. And they choose to be that way. They choose to be that way. It's a choice. It's a choice at the moment to be fucked in the head. I can be a total douchebag fuckwit if I want to be. Right? It's a choice, man. We have choices in life. We control our thoughts and emotions. Oh, I don't have any control of my thoughts and emotions, Harley. That's bullshit. My psychiatrist said I need Abilify and lithium and Zoloft and Xanax and I just need it, you know, because when I was a kid, something happened to me. I've got no controls over my thoughts and emotions. I just get sad. Really? So if I got a briefcase and banged you in the face with it, would you still be sad? No, you'd be fucking angry. You'd be like, what'd you do that for? Would you hit me? I'm sore. And then I pop the briefcase open, and it's $1 million, and I go, that's yours. And they're like, oh, really? So yeah, you can have that $1 million. And I said, no, actually, you know, you can't. Pranked. Oh, you're fucking, blah, blah, blah. Now you're angry. So now you just changed all your emotions so quickly, and 30 seconds ago, you told us the bullshit lie. I don't control my thoughts and emotions. Now you do. First, you're sad, depressed, apathetic, listless. What's the point of living? Then you're slapping the face of the briefcase. Now you're angry and resentful and bitching, like, yeah, doing right, right. And then I'll give you $1 million, hypothetically, and then you're like, oh, well, Judon's the best. And they'll take it away from you. Yeah, 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 yeah. See, all these emotions that came up. So it's absolute fucking bullshit that you don't control your thoughts and emotions. All right? Now, there's times when people are in a psychosis, but even then, you know, once they sober up, put them in a bit of a padded cell, give them some water or sugar, they'll come good. They'll come good. All right? And what Big Pharma does is pump them full of drugs because we can make a sale. All right? The industry loves people like you, right? We love people. The industry loves people like you because you need a psychiatrist, you need medications, you need to go to a hospital, you need a nurse, you need a doctor, you need an ambulance. And it's a big fucking industry. And it ain't ever going to change because there's too many people making money, good money, fucking killer money, off people who want to be victims. That's just how it is. That's the industry, right? We could solve all this drug crime right now by legalizing drugs and the government sells the cocaine, right? The government sells the meth and the ice and all everything else. People are going to do drugs. This is how it is. And if the drugs sell it at $1 a kilo, the government sells the drugs, sorry, at $1 a kilo, what happens to all the bikies and the cartels and the narcos? That all just goes away overnight, pretty much. Overnight. So you can walk down Mexico Street, be like, wow, no one's going to shoot me. No one's going to kidnap me for ransom because no one's looking for drug money because the drugs are cheap and everyone can afford them. And it's all good. That's not going to happen, though, because there's too much money in prisons, too much money in this legal system and barristers and judges and, you know, the police. It's just a big business, all right? So once we just start understanding how the world works, we can stop walking through the world but getting so offended by everything and thinking, oh, it's not going to change. The only thing that can change is up here with you, all right? This is the only thing in life you can control. I can't control this forest getting chopped down one day. It might be in 10 years, it might be in 100 years or 1,000 years. It's going to get cut and it's going to be houses here. I can't control that. I can't control how fit I'm going to be this time next year. I might lose a leg, I might be dead, or I might be even fitter. I don't know, who knows? Can't control that. All right, we can make choices and try and do our best, but at the end of the day, this shit happens, man. But what you can control is your thoughts and emotions any given second. So I could go, I'm wearing a funny hat, and I'm sitting next to a fruit and it smells, and oh, who am I to give advice? I could judge myself and have all those thoughts, but how do they help me or help anyone else? That's loser beta thoughts. Now, I prefer to be alpha sigma. It's just a choice at the moment. It's more fun, my life as it is right now in this given moment. I can do whatever I want. I can be a beta or I can keep doing what I'm doing. It's just a choice at the moment. I could go back to, you know, using and abusing drugs and blah, feeling crap, but I would never do that ever because I prefer how I feel now and what's going on in my life than that. All right. I just like, ugh. I haven't drunk alcohol for 20 years. Right? When alcohol, excluding red wine, sauce, etc. I haven't drunk a glass of alcohol for over 20 years. Last time was in Bastille Day in France, 2001. I stopped drinking alcohol because I'm just like, I don't like how I feel on alcohol. I mean, women and alcohol, that can go, that goes all right when girls can drink. That's all right. But for me as a man, who likes to be in control, who loves to be in control of the present moment and have that masculine presence and be grounded and just be on, just be switched on and fully present. Alcohol didn't serve a purpose for me anymore. And the closest I got to having alcohol, I was with Natasha in a nightclub and she had a drink, right? And I thought it was a lemonade. So I just grabbed it, it's lemonade. And I just had a sip. I thought maybe I swallowed a little bit. And before I thought, that's lemonade vodka. Right? And then go, oh my God, I've broken my 20 year spell. Go, 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 go. And I was just like, it's a bit, you know, it wasn't what I expected. I was thinking it was going to be sweet lemonade. But I could feel a bit of alcohol. Maybe it's placebo, maybe it's psychosomatic, maybe not. I could feel it. It's a bit like, oh. I felt this like, oh, this little alcohol like relaxation thing going on for maybe a minute and then dissipated. I came back to my normal self. I was like, yeah, I don't like how alcohol makes me feel. I like being in control and just present, man. Just like a jumping spot, just like a cat, fully present in the moment. I don't like feel like a sloth, you know, unless I'm asleep. And so that's why, for me, it's my identity. Alcohol doesn't work for me. Same with, you know, getting stoned or things like that. It's just like I wasn't fully in control. Right? Same with doing uppers and stuff, you know. Next day, feel wiped. Even caffeine, next day, feel wiped. All right? And occasionally, I do use some stims, but very, very small dosages. Just bring it up a little bit. But you probably couldn't even tell if I was on something. You know, just really, really subtle amounts. And not every day, not every week, not even every month. Because it's not who I am as a person. I like to be fully in control. I like every day waking up, knowing how I'm going to feel, and just being fully in control of that. Right. Now, using a high dose of stims or whatever, next day, I don't like that feeling. I don't like the hangover feeling. Right. So now let's get back to the alcohol. How does quit the alcohol? People are like, okay, I get that Harley. I want to be sharp. I feel better sober, but I just, the alcohol, man. I'm sitting at home at nighttime. I can't quit the booze. You know, I quit everything else. It's easy, but the alcohol, what's going on? I can't quit the booze. Simple as that. You got to replace it with sweet drink. Soda, full sugar, not this freaking zero sugar bullshit. You need serotonin, right? If you don't get enough serotonin from the carbohydrates, if you don't have enough carbohydrates, you won't produce enough serotonin. You're going to feel depressed. You're going to go to your doctor. Doc, I feel depressed. Doctor's going, no worries.
No worries, I'm a doctor. Let's give you some drugs to treat your condition. You could eat more carbohydrate, but no, carbs are bad. Sugar's bad, white rice is bad. This Dune Rider guy's crazy. He's wearing a funny hat, sit next to a jackfruit as a friend. Why would you listen to him? I'm a doctor, listen to me. I'm fat, I'm obese, I smoke cigarettes, but who cares? I'm a doctor, trust me. I got high cholesterol and blood pressure. So anyway, yeah, that's a lot of doctors, man. Just because you're a doctor only means one thing. You did 7 years of hardcore work at uni. And tip of the hat for that. Otherwise, that's about it. And so you go to the doctor, they give you the drug called SSRI, Selective Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitor. That means it's a drug with a whole shit ton of negative side effects. But the benefit of it is, the SSRI drug, is it blocks the serotonin from leaving and from getting uptakes. You know, so like you just have a higher level of serotonin. Now you can take the pill, the SSRI pill, with a shit ton of side effects, weight gain, your dong doesn't work properly, it's like it's limp, you know. Man, that's a side effect, that's a big side effect right there. That's like, that kills it for me right there. You know, your dong doesn't work properly as a guy. You don't have sexual sensitivity as a guy. I mean, for me, that's a big deal. I enjoy sex. Natasha enjoys sex. This jackfruit tree, you know. We could tell you some OnlyFans stories. Anyway, you know what I mean? The doctor's going to give you these drugs that can affect your sex life in a negative way, a really negative way. And it's going to make you, most of the time, gain a lot of weight. Why do people gain a lot of weight on SSRIs? They don't know. But it's a real side effect of it, okay? So your dong don't work, you're getting fat and bloated, you feel like shit, but you feel... I don't feel happy, I don't feel sad, I just feel numb, blah, 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 you know? I don't know. For me, that sounds like an absolute beta option in life. I'm going to go to carbohydrate option. I'm going to go to early nights option. I'm going to go less caffeine or no caffeine chocolate option. Caffeine can cause anxiety, depression in most people. So, you know, so a person's on that, you know, then... You're going to have a... You're just struggling, man. Struggling. Struggling in life. The solution is... carbohydrate. Put 100 grams of sugar in here. 500 grams of sugar in a liter bottle. Whatever you need. Whatever tastes best for you. Could be 50 grams. Probably not. There's probably at least 100, 300 grams of sugar in a liter bottle. Pick a funnel in here. You can make a funnel out of one of these. Pour it in there. Shaky, shaky, shaky. Sip, sip, sip. Guggle, guggle, guggle. Guzzle, guzzle, guzzle. Neck it. And all of a sudden, your serotonin's going to go up. Oh, I feel good. I feel like having a sleep. I feel more chilled out. I'm going to have a sleep. And now you're having sleep. Now your adenosine receptors are going ping, ping, ping. And your brain's starting to go, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right? And all your testosterone, all your hormones are starting to go, ah, we'll get some recovery here. All right? Your adenosine, you got to look after that. All right? When you have caffeine, you block the adenosine receptor. All right? You want to let adenosine build up, have the carbohydrate, let it knock you out. Have that sleep, have that rest, and you're good to go, all right? You need sleep, people. You need rest. We live in this caffeine culture. You're tired, take a pill. Narcolepsy drugs, etc. There's a time and place for them, but not every single day, and not when you're tired. You need to have sleep. So you're having this carbohydrate in your drink, and all of a sudden you're thinking, you know what? I could have a drink tonight, but it's really weird. I don't really feel the urge to. I don't know why. You know why? Because you've got enough carbohydrate. And now you can just start to use discipline and go, you know, I'm just going to not have a drink tonight. I'm going to have more carbohydrate. I'm going to have bread with jam. I'm going to have rice and sugar. You've got to have sweet stuff. Savory's not good enough. Savory's good, better than nothing, but you have to have sweet tasting carbohydrate. Sucrose. You have to have the sucrose. That's in fruit. That's in carrots. It's in lentils. It's in peas. Very small amounts. But the best one would be the fruit juice, adding sugar to that and drinking that. Lemonade's fantastic. The issues with sodas, though, is they do contain carbonic acid and phosphoric acid, and they're bad for the dental enamel, right? So you can have them, but just be in mind, you know, they're very acidic, okay? So, but it's better to start with that than, you know, anything else. Because you go to the pub, you're going to have a lemonade or, you know, Sun-Kissed or something, ideally without caffeine, but hey. If you're having Coca-Cola to start with, that's better than the alcohol. But then eventually you're going to move to caffeine-free beverages or caffeine less and less and less. It's going to make you feel better. So if you do have any anxiety or depression, the caffeine, I'd really strongly suggest is booting it out. Just up the sugar. And people are like, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. Sugar's bad, man. Sugar's bad. Just fucking try it, motherfuckers. Just fucking try it, man. All right? Just do it fucking for once in your life. Take the right advice and fucking do it. Instead of giving me this fucking bullshit, oh, but sugar's bad. Dr. Gregor, Dr. Furman. The keto, Eric Berg, all these fucking sugar-phobic motherfuckers. Fuck them. They don't give a flying fuck about you, man. They're just there to sell books. You see them on the street like, hey, I'll get a photo. Yeah, no worries, but not too long. Fuck off. That's what they're really like in real life. Not and just those guys. All those motherfuckers. They don't care, man. They don't give a flying fuck, man. When you're in a hospital, there's no hate to them. I'm just saying. It's your life, man. Take fucking control of it. You got to have the sugar. Doing right, a little bit crazy. Oh, I'm just keeping it real here. Again, I don't care if I'm going to offend you. I'm here to tell you the fucking truth. Just try the fucking sugar, man. Get a 3 kilo or 2 kilo bag and smash it in the next few days. And see what happens to your alcohol cravings. See what happens to your mood. And what a better parent you can become, or a better child, or a better worker, employee, or boss. Just put the get a 2 kilo bag of sugar and smash it within 5 to 7 days. And if you get through it in a day, you needed it. Oh, the amount of people who are so orthorexic, who, oh, sugar, 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 I'll have fruit, but not sugar. Fucking what's in fucking bananas? What's in this fucking jackfruit? Sugar, man. All right? The sugar's in the fucking, that's just like me being a vegan, or I'm not going to eat that pie because it's got beef in it, it's got cow flesh in it. But I'll eat the cow, though. What the fuck? I'll eat the fruit, it's got sugar in it, but I won't eat sugar by itself, though. Oh, because it's got a little bit of fiber. Okay, I'll put the sugar in there with the fruit and we'll blend up as a smoothie. Oh, but you got fucking orthorexia, man. And you're going to have a fucking poor quality of life, all right? I remember drinking sugar cane juice in Thailand. A bunch of us raw food crew, fruitarian. And we're drinking sugar cane juice. And there's a guy called Fred Patnard, who didn't give a fuck about my feelings, which is great. Because I'm drinking the sugar cane juice and then we start talking about sugar. And he's like, oh, I have sugar and... You know, like, I'm like, oh, how do you feel? He goes, well, how do you feel drinking sugar cane juice? I said, I feel fine. He goes, sugar, sugar, Harley. And I'm like, oh, but it's got all the nutrients in it. He goes, dude, sugar, sugar. And I'm like, but you're right. You know, I didn't have sugar for a few months afterwards, till a few months afterwards, you know. But because I was like, orthorexic impurity. But I thought, fucking Freddie boy's right. And he told me the fucking truth. And he didn't give a fuck about my feelings. Right? And I appreciated that. That was like one of the game-changer conversations of my life. You know? Just like when people say, people always still eating meat. And I'm like, because that's just what you got to do. Well, try not eating meat and see if you feel better. Okay, I did it. I feel better. Just try things in life, people. All right? Try things. Like, oh, I had sugar and I was like, oh, I got all like, argh! I had breakouts. No, that was the foundation you're wearing on your skin. Oh, but it's expensive and it's Revlon. It's organic, no panic. No. You clog your pores with makeup. And you got some genetic things going on there, you're gonna have the acne. This is how it is. Not sugar. Sugar doesn't cause breakouts, otherwise I'd be like, I'd be a freaking zit. I'd be a zit on legs. So, you know, and then some people are hypochondriac. I remember one time we gave our friends back in 2002, we gave them some sultanas, right? And he's like, I know how to sugar. I said, no sugar on them. And then my mate's going, after he eats the sultanas, oh, they did have sugar on them. And he's just like, pah, pah. He's trying to spit out these sultanas. He's just eating half an hour ago, whatever. He's trying, bah, bah. He's trying to gag him up. And we're just cracking ourselves laughing. And my mate's like, no, just, hey, we're just praying. There wasn't any sugar. Goes, oh, no, there was. I can feel it. I'm heating up. Ah! And this guy's running around this forest just freaking out. I wish it was on camera. It was hilarious. It took us ages to go, dude, there wasn't any sugar added to the sultanas. But there's sugar in the sultanas. What do you mean there's sugar inside? Well, it's inside the sultana. It wasn't on the top of the sultana. What the fuck does it matter? In or out? It's there. You're putting it in. That's like saying, oh, is there lead in my food? Is there arsenic in my food? Oh, not. No, it's. Oh, yes. It's in the food, but it's not on top of the food. Oh, that's okay. If the arsenic's inside the pie, that's okay. If you sprinkled arsenic on top of the pie, that's not good. You know what I mean? Fucking hell. Oh, it's got sugar in the jackfruit, but if you put sugar on top of the jackfruit, oh! Can you see how irrational it is? All right, so in life, if we have an irrational belief system, like we're scared of spiders, we're scared of snakes, we're scared of sugar, you know, people have crashed their cars, people have died and killed people accidentally because there was a huntsman spider on the windscreen and they're freaking out. Or there's a snake on the windscreen wipers and people are like driving down the highway just crashing in the cars. Ah! 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 You know what I mean? That's fucking irrational. Psychotic. Psychosis. Sugar on the food. Oh! You know what I mean? Now, people go, oh, well, you're a vegan. What if you put meat in your food? No, it's a prank. Well, there's an ethics side that I don't really want to eat dead animals. You know, I don't go down the street and go, wow, there's a dead kangaroo. I want to eat that. Or there's a cat. I want to eat that as a cow. I want to eat. No, I don't. All right, so that's different. If someone did put meat in my food, hypothetically, as a joke, I wouldn't freak out. I'd be like, lame joke. Lame joke, dude. You know what I mean? So it's an irrational belief system versus rational logic. Right? So when we've got a fear of sugar, what's that based on? It's always based on irrational logic. Every cell, you got about 35 trillion cells in the body. They all run on sugar. That's why alcohol is so hard to give up. Because if you're not getting your sweets from somewhere else, you're going to go to the grog. That's what you're conditioned to do. Right? Because you went to the pub, you had good feelings, you had dopamine, you had serotonin, you had good vibes, and you drink. Your brain's going, dude, keep drinking. We're not getting sugar from anywhere else. Keep drinking. Right? That's just how it is. You need the sugar in, or you're going to suffer. Right? But most people, again, to wrap the video up, most people in life are going to suffer. They're going to suffer needlessly because they fear sugar. And they think, well, I'll try this thing, but I'll ask my doctor first. Doctor, is sugar okay for alcoholics? Like, will it help? Oh, sugar's bad. Don't do that. I'm a doctor. You listen to me, son. Don't do that. Okay, dockie. You know? And you fail in life from what you could have done for you, your potential. Right? So you just try things in life. If it's safe, fucking try it. Right? Like jackfruit. I don't know, jackfruit. Just fucking try the jackfruit. No, with me, I'll show you what a good jackfruit is. Better have an aneurysm here. I know, durian. Because you haven't had a fucking good durian. No, I have. I went to Singapore and spent $80. They sold you dodgy durian because they saw your sourpuss face turn up. And they're like, why are we going to give this Farang tourist good durian? He's going to spit it out anyway. Just give him the shit. Get the money and go. He hates durian. He knows. Look at his face. Let him. Let's reinforce that belief. We'll make money from it. Win-win. See you later. Bye-bye. They win. You lose because you still hate durian. And you lost $80. If you have durian with me or jackfruit with me, I'll introduce you to the good shit. And you go, oh, this is durian. Oh, wow. That's actually pretty fucking good. And I'm like, I told you. Right? If you don't like durian, you haven't had a real durian yet. Simple as that. You know, if you don't like jackfruit, you haven't had a real jackfruit yet. Simple as that. That goes for a lot of things in life. All right? That's a lot of things in life. I don't like drinking water because the water, I don't agree that water you have tastes like shit. So it's like chlorine and fucking Vaseline, petroleum, pesticide product. This water's incredible. Incredible. So that's the deal there. That is the deal. Try it, people. All right. If you don't, you've invested 29 minutes of your time, you're going to try this. And let me know down below. You know, again, I'm not here to make friends. So I don't care who I friend. If we're friends, that's cool. If not, that's fine. All I care about is giving you the truth so you have that power in your life, giving you the options. I'm here to give people the options in life, just as people gave me the options in life. Right? This is just stuff works 100% with alcohol. If you chug, try to get a bottle of cordial. It's a good one. A bottle of cordial, like full sugar cordial. Any will do. Preservatives or not, doesn't fucking matter. You're going to pickle your liver on vodka. Now all of a sudden you give a fuck about preservatives? Come on. Get a bottle of cordial and fucking neck it. When you want to drink cordial, just neck it. You'll be like, oh, poof. Oh. And then you probably want to go to sleep or do something. Just like, oh. And all of a sudden you'll be like, I don't feel depressed. I feel like bulletproof. I don't feel like a drink. What's going on? And now I'm a cordial person. And then you'll go from there. And they'll just carry on the fruits and rice and sugar. And you'll be like, wow, I don't need to have a drink at all most of my life. That's what's going to work. AA, rehab, don't make the fucking sugar connection. So you're always going to fail with rehab and AA. Or you'll be always on the edge.